Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
DMC.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
DMC.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
You're listening to Cal Zapatista. The Cal Zapatista Show here on the radio, on the podcast.
Hi. Oh, yeah. Hi everybody, it's Cal Zapatista back again, yeah, at the helm, as they say. Man in the starship, memories, as we journey across the universe, and by universe, I mean, he's just going through YouTube, really, isn't he? And copying clips of stuff off of that, and playing it back to you, yeah, and trying to cobble together a show. I mean, as you know, if you're a regular listener, I'll be effing and jeffing my way through trying to get at least 20 to 25 minutes content in place, giving you the chance to journey with me through some of the golden era of television, radio and entertainment in general. Because as we all know, everything's shit these days, ain't it? And it's all that fucking, what's his name? A bloke with the big teeth and he's really thin. He looks like Ramesses III, the Egyptian mummy. He's really annoying, proper annoying, like Brandon or something he's called. And he does a thing called, well, one of the things he does is a thing called Gogglebox, where he sits on a sofa with some old woman and they watch TV and talk about what they're watching on the TV. And that's not even the only thing he does on television. Ryland, that's the name, Ryland. That's shit, that is all that modern stuff. What you want is the old school, mate. And that's when I'm taking you. We're talking Esther Hanson. We're talking, it's like Doc Cox. Or we're talking, who was the other people on That's Life? Gavin Campbell. You know, we're going deep. We are, when I say we, it's me primarily, ain't it? Bringing you, the proper entertainment from the glory days. You know, remember them lesbians stormed the BBC 6 o'clock news live? Things like that don't happen no more, but I'll dig out all the classics. Don't you fucking mind, mate. I will show you a trip down in memory lane like you've never had it. Saying that, I haven't done no preparation today, so I'm just going to keep on rolling like Fred Durst, and we'll find something of a moderately interesting, you know, level to give for you, for the listener. But you mean, to be fair, it is all shit these days, ain't it? I was on YouTube the other day and I seen a clip of a television program from years ago. It was about spontaneous human combustion. And, you know, I've always been fascinated in the idea of people burning to death privately in their own homes. And, you know, it was brilliant. And what even got me, there was actually a case of that happening in Newport in South Wales in the 80s on Corporation Road, which is not, you know, I fucking know Corporation Road really well, mate. And I'd never heard of that. I mean, these days it's all, what's his name? Like I said, that Ryland, or who's that other fella that does fucking Radio 2 now, I think. He went out with that Test Daily, he did. And, I mean, they're not fucking, you know, that's not exciting, is it? What's his fucking name now? He was, you've got to know the guy now. He was tall and he had quite long hair. He was Northern and he had a bit of a Northern appeal to him for all the... Oh, it's just fucking, I don't know, fuck most.
You're listening to Carl Zapatista.
Oh yeah, sorry to get back again. Sorry, just before that, he's quite professional, ain't he? That's the sound.
Fuck's sake, done it again.
Hang on. Sorry. Yeah, that's better. Sorry, I get confused with the different settings on this. It don't matter. Yeah, that lad, what's his name? What is his name? I've got to remember his name. He's married to Test Daily. He's tall, he's from up north. He had long hair for a while and he was on Channel 4 loads. And it's not very exciting, but that name, that's going to bug me for ages. If you know what it is, why not tweet at the Demon Seed and put in, you know, I know what the man's name is. And then I'll know that you know what the man's name is. Oh, God, I've got to try and remember what that name is. I'm going to do a bit of research. Vernon K. Memories of Vernon K.
When I was younger, secondary school, I got roped into watching my 3-month-old niece while my sister got her hair done. So there I am, sitting in the waiting area of a hair salon with my niece. And who walks in but Vernon Kay? I mean, I was nervous as fuck. I just kept looking at him as he read his magazine and I waited, but I didn't know what to say. Pretty soon though, my niece started crying and I'm trying to quiet her down because I just didn't want her to bother Vernon, but she just wouldn't stop. But pretty soon he gets up and he walks over. And he started running his hands through her hair and asking what was wrong. I mean, I replied she was probably hungry or something. So, anyway, Vernon put down his magazine, picked up my niece, and lifted his shirt. He breastfed her right there in the middle of the hair salon. Chill guy, really nice about it. Anyone else met him? Have you got any stories to share? Let us know.
Who would ever have dreamt that Vernon Kay ended up feeding a child milk from his tits to calm it down in a hairdresser's? I mean, is it controversial? I don't know, but clearly that information I've got there has opened a whole can of worms on your modern day presenters. Like I said, that wouldn't have happened in the old days. In the old days, your presenters was much more reliable, apart from, of course, Frank Boff. Which, if a lot of you are older listeners will remember from, you know, some of the younger listeners might even know about Frank Boff. I do. If you're under the age of 40, well, you can Google the name Frank Boff and you'll see he comes up. He'd done all the presenting on the telly in the old days. He'd done all sports stuff. He'd done all breakfast television. He was a backbone. He was a stalwart of the BBC, really. And I mean, everyone remembers that classic clip of Frank Boff dressed up as a sailor on that Christmas special for Morecambe and Wise or the Two Ronnies, whatever it was, when he does a backflip. Brilliant, that was. You wouldn't see Vernon Kay doing that, too busy feeding kids milk from his tits. But I mean, if you think Vernon Kay feeding kids milk from his tits is weird, so, to be honest, I mean, Frank Boff wasn't exactly an angel. I mean, if you delve a bit deeper into his past, you will see that he was involved in a lot of this taking of cocaine whilst dressing up in all weird leather stuff and having his balls whipped and all that. But, if you know, fair enough, he wasn't doing that live on the television. And, you know, if his private life had been kept private, we wouldn't have known about that. As far as I know, it didn't affect his output as a presenter. I mean, I never saw him on breakfast television having his balls whipped. That's a fact. But for those who aren't familiar with Frank Boff, here's a quick clip of Frank Boff in action.
Golf, ice hockey and a full day's racing, football, volleyball and paper chasing. We'll be trailing, ocean sailing, then 40 fishermen a film on whaling. We're starting with a sporting fixture, played at Wembley was quite a mixture. Oh, what a game, everybody came, everybody you can name. Charlie, George and Terry Venables and Francis Lee. David Broom and Henry Goo with his friend Ali. Mark was there and Fittipaldi was the referee at the sporting event of the year. Lester Pickett riding Martin Peters beat Prince Philip in the 1,000 metres. Eddie Waring, long past caring, took it up and under and he lost his bearing. Mick McManus with a forearm knockdown caught Mike Shannon while he had one sock down. What a scene when Billie Jean started up at love 15. Georgie Best and Tommy Doherty had come to blows. Harvey Smith fell off his horse and as he burst his nose, he raised one arm and indicated he would like to go at the sporting event of the year. Fiery Freddy Truman bowled a bumper, bounced and disappeared, and Moore's jumper stopped by Avis. He said, Slavish, she retorted, will you tell me what your game is? Norman had to set a Tony Jacklin, put that putter down, it's unfair tackling. Alan Clark, just for a lark, muttered, can he leave the park? Archie Gemmell, Alan Wall, and Colin Bell were there. Both Sir Alf and Brian Clough, well, you could tell were there. Ginny Wayne, even Goolagong as well were there at the sporting event to which everyone went for the sporting event of the year.
Well, there you go, like Frank Boff and not a sniff of balls being whipped or cold.
You're listening to Carl Zapatista.
No. That's not supposed to happen there. Sorry, unprofessional by me, but it was before I was so rudely interrupted by my fucking own voice on my own computer. I was just saying, not a trace of cocaine or whips or leather, or balls being whipped there. But Frank Boff, everybody. And again, if you've still got no idea who he is, don't matter. He's dead and he ain't going to be making a comeback soon. So get on with your life and look at something possibly more interesting. Probably work out better for all of us in the long run, really. But, after all, we are a memory lane journey-based program and I thought that would be a decent memory for you. Talking of memories, who remembers Lenny Henry? I do. He's not dead. Unlike Frank Boff, he is still alive. He's not on TV so much these days. A lot of you may remember him just primarily for what's that thing with all the poor kids in foreign countries? Comic Relief. A lot of you may remember Lenny Henry for that, but he's done a lot more than that. Young bloke from Birmingham originally, started doing impressions on the television and ended up having a load of TV series. Again, as far as I know, he's never actually done anything wrong. But I have read a couple of rumours on the internet. He's a bit of a wanker. Again, I've never met him, so I can't back that up. When I do see him on television, I do get that sort of feeling there's something not quite right about him. But that's just me being judgmental. Anyway. For those of you who only remember Lenny Henry as being something to do with a chain of relatively decent budget hotels or doing pieces to camera for those television programmes about kids with no money in foreign countries. Here's a blast from the past. It's Imbi and Frank Spencer.
You're listening to Cal Zapatista.
To be honest, he does do an impression of Frank Spencer, but I just looked online and there's not really much coming up for that. Mainly is Frank Bruno, which was... There's more of them online. And I saw the more recent clip where he's, for some reason, pretending to be Stormzy. To be honest, I didn't think he was still on television, but it goes to show how much I watch these days. I'm more likely to be, watching my LOLO box set on DVD. Hopefully getting the Blu-ray later this year. So that's something. You got any memories yourself? Have you ever remembered something? Maybe you've been somewhere and years later, like, you've remembered the place. Or you just remembered you've got to do something later. Move something from one part of the house to the other. Or send a text message to someone, or a reply regarding a question someone sent you. But, memories, good, aren't they? Up next, a bit of this.
Can love bridge the age gap? This week, The Sun talks to couples with years between them. Miss Great Britain married an older man. How does it work out?
If a man's magic, then nothing else matters.
Don't miss Love Across the Years, only in The Sun. Who are Parky's 10 favourite ladies? Joan Collins' 10 sexiest men?
The Sun's got the lists.
Who's up and who's down? All kinds of fascinating lists in The Sun. Even top stars have no secrets from their masseur. And this top masseur lets you in on them. Plus some of his own in The Sun. And it's the great Sun underwear sale with prices so low, it's dangerous. You can wake the beast in any man. Get this sheer overnight sensation, this saucy little bedsuit, and snap out this bikini suspender and garter set. The Sun's the one that's got it all. Get it all and drive him wild. Pop into your paper shop and order The Sun.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody's favourite newspaper, in a way. I mean, when I say everybody's favourite newspaper, I mean a certain element of society do read it. I'm not one of them myself. Are you? If you are, why not tweet at the Demon Seed with the word yes, I am? And if you're not, why not tweet with the words I am not? And that way we can see who reads The Sun and who doesn't. And then we can mark it down in our book and keep a note of who you are. And we can judge you from a distance. But, regardless of that, The Sun newspaper has been around for years. And I do remember as a kid, it was very popular. I think primarily because, let's be honest, it all had a bit of nudity in it. As you can hear from that advert there, it wasn't shying away from things of a fruitful nature. There was all sorts of steamy secrets being revealed in that episode of The Sun, or let's just say that edition of The Sun, which by the sounds of it had come out sometime in the 80s when people really didn't give a flying fuck about what they read. Well, it's all on the internet. Oh,
you're listening to Cal Zapatista, the Cal Zapatista show. You're on the radio, I've done it again. It's a wrong, it's not, I don't want fucking.
Right, so that's better. I've got it working again. Where was I? Lost my train of thought. Yeah, The Sun newspaper. As I was saying, it's a load of shit in it. But in the 80s, of course, it was the easiest way to access pictures of nudity, to be honest with you. And there was even one lad in my school who he had it delivered to his home, which meant he had loads of copies of The Sun. And what he used to do was... he'd get the fruity pictures from page 3, but he wouldn't just collect them. He'd actually just cut out the specific breasts, which was, looking back, very sinister, especially when he brought a bag full of tits into school to show everybody. That really is weird. Don't know where he is now. Last I heard, he'd moved to Manchester and working for a car dealership. He could be dead. We just don't know. Do you know anybody who specifically cuts the boobs out on page 3 of The Sun and keeps them in a bag and takes them into their workplace to show to people? If you do, just tweet at the Demon Seed with the word yes. And if you don't, tweet at the Demon Seed with the word no. But, you know, great memories there for many people in a way. We all remember the golden days of when television was television and newspapers were newspapers and the radio was the radio. Nowadays, everything's all in one big place on your telephone, ain't it? That's a problem, I think. Everything's amalgamated into one giant lump of just... what, I don't even know what it is, but it's...
Thousands of guys call Gay Exchange every day. Dial 0891 34 34 34 and make contact with the right men right here, right now.
Yeah, to be honest with you, that definitely was not part of this podcast. If you listened in the past, I have used that advert from last time, and I can see what I've done there. I've just not taken that advert off. So that's completely out of context, that is, listening to that. You probably think that's a bit weird, don't you? And to be honest, I can't blame you. It does sound weird just having an advert from, well, the audio from an advert for Gay Chat, which was very popular in the 90s on late night television. And it was used by people of a certain persuasion to have conversations with other people of certain persuasion. There's no problem with it all, but it's just the fact that I've just left that in this podcast has probably confused issues a lot. Not that I'm saying I've got any issues with what you do in your spare time on your telephone. Not none at all, mate. Hang on, I mean, I know what's going to happen next. This, yeah.
You're listening to Carl Zapatista.
Nope. Right. So, where was I? Yeah, so it was Lenny Henry, Frank Boff. I was talking about the Sun newspaper. Then that advert came up that was from a previous podcast I'd done, but I haven't deleted it. God, you know, time flies when you're having fun, though, don't you? I mean, I still got loads more to come. What do you think of this?
We'll begin with some news which has broken in the last few moments. It's been announced that Sir Terry Wogan has died after a short but brave battle with cancer. Sir Terry passed away surrounded by his family. A statement from the BBC reads that while we understand he will be missed by many, the family ask that their privacy be respected at this time. That's a statement from Sir Terry Wogan's family. Radio 2's controller, Bob Shannon, has paid tribute to Sir Terry Wogan. There'll be more on that story, of course, through the course of the day across the BBC. The death announced in the past few moments of the broadcaster, Sir Terry Wogan.
Well, that's a bit of food for thought, isn't it? If you are someone who's been a fan of Terry Wogan over the years, of course, you'll know that he's dead. And that was just a reminder there of what happened after Terry Wogan died. They done that on the news, and that was literally must have been seconds after he died. I mean, I don't know the full ins and outs of it, but you know, obviously he died, and then someone in the BBC got the news, and then they done that on the news. There, they went straight in, and they just said what you've heard there, and I think it shocked a lot of people. To be honest, I think they were expecting him, and he was old for a start. And I think he had given up being on the radio, and every now and then people said things like, oh, that Wogan's getting on a bit. He's a bit ill, isn't he? And other people say, yeah, he's probably going to die soon. And, they weren't wrong, because that was, that clip I just played there was the moment, I mean, TV history in many ways, that was a moment the nation was informed that Wogan was dead. You know, and up until that moment, he'd filled our ears and our eyes and our mouths and all of our minds and all with some great memories. You know, the times he had Nicolas Cage was on his talk show when he came on and did a handstand, like, a, you know, across the stage. Or the time he interviewed Victoria Principal from Dynasty. It was a live video link. We all remember that, don't we? Or the time he interviewed that kid who was an antiques millionaire, but he was only a kid, antiques kid. And he was a bit flippant. I think the kid went on to become a lady, I'm not sure. Or the time Wogan interviewed David Icke, who himself had been a television presenter of the news variety, sport-based news, of course. And, well, Terry himself said that interview was a bit rough on David Icke, because he wound him up a bit about his beliefs of, you know, the moon being a giant spaceship and the royal family being lizards that feast on human blood. But, you know, again, a great memory there. Other memories of Woken, for me personally, was when he interviewed Cutmaster Swift, the DJ. A lot of you probably don't listen to a lot of old school British hip hop, in particularly British hip hop, but it's not that popular amongst people these days. But Cutmaster Swift was interviewed on there. I think on a couple of occasions he might have interviewed most of the lads from Last of the Summer Wine, although I personally haven't got any clear memories of that. But I'd love to see an interview with his, was it Peter Salis or Peter Salis, was that his name? Peter Alice, or was that something to do with snooker? I always get confused. But yeah, I'm quite sure he interviewed all the lads from Last of the Summer Wine at some point. You know, so many great things that he's done. I imagine also he probably interviewed Barbara Woodhouse at some point. And if you don't know who Barbara Woodhouse is, just type in the word Barbara Woodhouse dogs into Google and you'll find out who Barbara Woodhouse is there. In fact, you know what, as a bit of a treat before I go today, we've obviously had some great memories here and we've had a real journey down memory lane, but let's round off with a bit of good old Barbara Woodhouse.
If an eggshell is all that stands between you and the goodness you need to go walkies, speak to it kindly and just say very firmly, hookies. Eggs are smashing. Go smash an egg.
Barbara Woodhouse, famous for looking after dogs, breeding dogs, rearing dogs, bringing dogs up, disciplining dogs, showing you how to discipline your dog, writing books about dogs, appearing on television, looking at dogs, and overall being a dog expert on an advert for eggs there. Big campaign, big drive in the 80s to get people to buy eggs. So what better way for the egg marketing board to get a woman involved with dogs to sell eggs? Not quite sure how that worked, financially for them. But at the time, it seemed like it was a good idea. Very much like this podcast, this seemed like a good idea once, a long time ago. I mean, now it's literally just hanging by a thread, ain't it? Pathetic in some ways, sad, very sad, really. But, you know, such is life, c'est la vie. Bewitched, remember them? So you will, so you won't, so you will, so you don't. So si, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. And then in the middle of the song, one of them went, get a life. That was my Irish accent there. And they were famous for wearing denim. That was their look. Anyway, I am meandering now, but I think I've effed and jeffed my way all the way through enough of this episode to sum up what I can only basically just about call a podcast. So thanks for listening. You know, hope you've got something better to do with your life, maybe something constructive. Try getting outside, having a walk, mixing with some other people of your own age, or, you know, even just doing a jigsaw, mate. It might be better than this. Well, it will be better than this, won't it? I think we can all agree with that. But anyway, well, I suppose I better say thanks for taking time out to enjoy this today. And remember, next time you listen to this, it's not going to be any better. It's not going to be any better.
Demon Seed.
You must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move and the great conspiracy had been made.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable, your exposure ends here.